We want to talk with the tensions in Iran. Even though it seems like things may be diffused a little bit, there's still one element about this that we haven't talked about, and that's Russia's involvement. And Dr. Matthew Schmidt is Associate Professor of National Security, Poli-Sci at the University of New Haven, joins us from overseas.
Yeah.
Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning or afternoon for me. How
yeah.
are you guys?
Are we in Italy, we hear?
I am in Italy. I just got back from Georgia, Tbilisi. Actually, only a couple hundred miles from the Iranian port.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, one thing, the speculation was that with the death of Soleimani, that this, in fact, could trigger a war, not just regional, but a world war. But for that to happen, I think you'd have to have some other players involved, including maybe China and maybe Russia. What's the relationship there?
So Russia has been a long-term supporter of Iran, especially in Syria. And in fact, Russia and Iran were the major players to stave off the loss for Damascus, for Assad. So it's very important for them that they maintain control in that region. And the Syrian war for Iran, which Soleimani was essentially running the ground troops for, is one front. In addition to the Iraq front, in addition to Yemen, more or less against Saudi Arabia.
What kind of support, Matt, would Russia give Iran right now? And what do you think would be the maximum that Putin would do to help the Iranian government?
So he's just made an offer to give Iraq anti-aircraft missiles, the most advanced missiles that they have. That essentially is an offer to Iran. What the American public needs to remember is that the majority population and the government in Iran are Shia,
right,
and are heavily influenced by Tehran. They're not the same. They have disagreements. But as the saying goes, the winner of the Iraq war was Iran. It wasn't the U.S. and it wasn't,
right,
it wasn't Iraq. As far as the maximum that Russia would give, I don't think you're going to see anything more than that, at least overtly. To raise question about the world war, I would argue that in some sense we're already in it, or at least there's a war between the U.S. and Iran, but it doesn't play out like World War II. It's
right
in the shadows.
You know, the other thing that is that I think is vital to remember, and since you're kind of into geopolitics, perhaps you can tell us. You know, for example, you have Saudi Arabia, which is Wahhabi or Sunni, one of the two, and probably both. You have them playing. You have Israel playing. So who are the players and what, you know, where are the threats? Because a lot of people were upset about Israel, and they thought they, in fact, the story is they wanted to get Soleimani even way before this.
Right. So nobody's saying Soleimani didn't deserve what he got. President Bush and President Obama had their opportunities to take the same shot. They decided that the benefits of taking that shot versus the risks afterwards were not good enough, and so they didn't take it. And that's the argument today that a lot of people are making, that this, in the end, this isn't going to be worth it for the U.S. to have done. Israel's position here is that it doesn't want to be forced into a war with Iran, but it would go to war with Iran if that happened. And so whenever the U.S. is calculating what it's going to do, it has to keep that calculation in mind. And previous administrations have always maintained that they do not want to put Israel in a position where Israel has to go to war, because
yeah,
it's Israel's move into Iran that would spark a larger war, not necessarily ours.
Talking with Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven, who's over in Italy. You know, you would think you'd get good Italian food in New Haven. He's got to go all the way to Italy to get Italian food. I just don't understand some of these things. Matt, so what to you would be the breaking point for Iran to even intensify military action or cyber action against the United States?
Oh, I think that they will. This statement that we're going to de-escalate is temporary, right? This happens
right
all the time
right
in international relations. There's always going to be a pretext to change their behavior. I think you'll see this happening on all fronts. And again, the thing to keep in mind, though, is that Iran's interest in the United States is how it can use the United States to push its interests against Saudi Arabia. and gain its interest, its interest in the region. And so if it sees opportunities to do that, then I think it will act. It will create reasons to act, pretext to act. But I don't think it's going to particularly look for reasons to attack the U.S. just to attack the U.S.
I think a lot of people, Dr. Schmidt, you know, we don't realize, we forget it, but Saudi Arabia, I guess it's kind of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, it's when it comes to Israel, they've kind of de-escalated a little there. But, I mean, there is intense hatred between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and has been.
Yeah, and this goes back to the succession from the Prophet Muhammad.
There you go.
So we're talking, you know, deep history here and the difference between Shia and Sunni beliefs. But it's also simply geopolitics. When you look at oil production in Iran, oil production in Saudi Arabia, so there are a lot of factors in play here that have put these two governments, you know, at loggerheads with each other for decades.
Is there an ethnic aspect to all of this, Matt? I mean, because the Iranians would tell you, no, we're not Arabs, we're Persians. The Saudis, of course, obviously are Bedouin descendants, and that's Arab. So is there a difference there, an ethnic aspect to this?
So I am always loath to say that these things are caused by ethnicity. They are caused by education systems that make people believe that there is some kind of meaningful difference to being this thing called Persian or this thing called Arab.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, you're good.
Matt, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Safe travels overseas and coming home, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
That's
Matt Schmidt.
Professor Matt.
He's a good one. He's a great one.
Very good for me.
I forgot to ask him about Ukraine. What's going on there?
Of New Haven.